You see, I could do that, but you ought to ask him because he can do it better.
Better than I can.
All right. And if we're talking about the two of us, you'd say you and the two of us are going to do this.
You and me?
Yeah. And or the both?
Both of us.
All right. And you're talking about your husband, yourselves are going to do this.
We're going to do this.
Or me and him? Or
me and him?
Me and him or...
Me and Albert.
Okay. And if, say, is, I say, where is, I say, where is he? And you say, that's...
That's him?
Yeah, and if it's a woman, you'd say that's...
That's her?
And if it's, you're talking about yourself, you'd say it's...
That's me.
All right. And, okay. And then, now, can you think of any, anything I have overlooked?
No. I've been trying to think about the frog in the matter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a frog in the matter came to get out. That's the way it went. You know, they put the boy in the middle and the girls and boys around, and they'd go around and say, frog in the matter can't get out, take a little stick and stir him all about. And then they'd, everybody close their eyes, you know, and that frog would run.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd holler, froggo, froggo, and when that frog come back, he caught one of them, and they had to be the frog.
I see. Did they hold hands when they would say
they'd
that?
They'd hold hands, and then they'd all squat down, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then he'd try to, and then they'd have to close their eyes, and he'd try to...
Yeah, he'd get away a while, you know, and then they'd holler, froggo, and when that frog would come back, he'd catch one of them.
I see.
Just silly dreams like that. Oh, it seemed like I had more fun back there than they do now.
Yeah. Oh, I think. Well, I think so. You know, that's what I was thinking about this morning when Mr. He was talking about the corn shucking and apple, and you were telling me about the, what do you call it, apple peeling?
The apple peeling.
I mean, and barn, when they did a barn, what did they call that?
A barn dance.
Uh-huh. When they
put when they raised a barn,
yeah.
Barn raising.
Uh-huh. But
every lady woman would come, you know, and get dinner, fix dinner, and then that night they'd have a dance and have a good time after raising the barn.
Uh-huh.
But these apples, you know, they'd peel them, and then the next day they made apple butter.
Uh-huh.
And a big brass kettle, you know, on the outside.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everybody would stir that apple butter.
I see. Well, I think that's what people, that's what's so different today.
Yeah.
Is that people don't, you know, that people were more closely, connected with one another. And they're not, they were doing different things.
Oh, they enjoyed it better. Had a better time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun. Those sound like great parties.
Yeah.
Right? But you could depend on somebody for something, you know, like with the barn or something like that.
Did you talk to Blanche?
I haven't seen her. She was out when I went.
You hadn't talked to her.
I went up to, you know, to Denton's day before yesterday. I went up to Denton's Valley with her. But when I stopped by her house, this morning, and she said she was going to be out all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'll probably be leaving pretty early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go up to Mountain City tomorrow and look for some people to pester.
But you're cleaning these.
but you've done just fine. This has been a very fine interview all the way around.
If you play that for your wife, she'll want to know what the Molly is.
Uh-huh. But I will try to get over there and see her. And listen, I will send you that send you a copy of that that explanation of what we're doing. Now that won't get into this material.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's going to take me a whole year to work through this. I'm going to have I'm going to interview probably about 40 people.
Well.
So,
where'd you say you live?
I live in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll turn this off.